Those in attendance should refrain from making any defamatory statements. Let us acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, their elders past and present, traditional custodians of the land we now share. Let us be inspired by the resilience, innovation and perseverance of past generations. And let us honour those who protect this great land. May you draw strength from your God or faith, so that we may here today, on behalf of our community, build a vibrant future together.
Councillors and General Manager and Council staff. One of the things that certainly has happened in introductions in the past to Council meetings is councillors are encouraged to draw strength from their God or faith. This is very appropriate in that it recognises the breadth of religious belief, or indeed, particularly these days, non-belief in modern Australia. And it's also appropriate in a shire where 70% plus of people affiliate in some way with Christianity that we begin the council year with prayer to the God who's revealed himself in creation, in his word, the Bible, and most importantly, in Jesus Christ, who shows the love and grace of God to us, and nowhere more so than in his death for us. And so I'd like to thank you for your invitation to the Ministers Association to lead in prayer this evening. I'm, for anyone who doesn't know me, and I'm kind of the old hand here, Andrew Cooper from the Presbyterian Church. With me is Murray Hanrahan from the Community Church, who's just come to town. There are also apologies from Hilary Rotish from the Catholic Church, who was planning to be here but doesn't really want to talk because of a bad tooth. And also Stuart Robinson from the Anglicans, and Darren Kupke from the Lutheran Church. But those of us who are here are representing not just our own churches, but all the churches, the combined churches and Christians of the Bland Shire. And let's be honest, it's common in Australian sport to criticise our elected representatives. I think you'll find that people run them down when they don't say or do what we want. However, the Bible suggests a different approach. We read in the Bible that all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. The Bible promotes the importance of praying for our leaders because the decisions that you make impact our lives. We read, the first thing I want you to do is pray. Pray especially for rulers and their governments to rule well so we can live peaceful and quiet lives. As churches and Christians, we regularly pray for our community and for you as our elected representatives and council staff. We all carry responsibility for the challenges facing our community and for the future of our shire. In a most particular way, however, you carry a special burden of responsibility, and so we pray for you. And it's a privilege to pray at this first meeting for the year, and Murray will lead us in prayer. And I invite councillors, staff and others present who profess faith in Jesus Christ to add your amen at the conclusion of the prayer.
Okay, let's pray. Ask everyone to bow their heads. Lord God Almighty, our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings of a new year with all of its hopes, challenges, love and joys. We thank you for our Shire and the people of our community, for the variety of cultures and life experiences that come together in our district. Teach us to love, respect and value each other. We pray that you would bring all of us together to work to support, encourage one another. Where there is division and disagreement, bring love, Father, unity, forgiveness, healing and reconciliation. Father God, help us to understand your love, mercy and forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Father, as our counsellors prepare for the business of this meeting and for the year ahead, we thank you for their service and ask that you give them the skills, resources, time they need for their roles. We humbly ask that you would be with them in their decisions and discussions that are made tonight and throughout 2025. Lord, give our Mayor, Brian Mahanigan, and all our elected representatives wisdom, common sense, as they make and implement decisions for our community. Be with our General Manager, Grant Baker. Bless the work of all the council staff as they provide the services we take for granted. As it is impossible to please all the people all the time, please guide the councillors in their community consultation, communication. And we pray that you would give them insight, discernment, in stretching the dollars of a finite budget. We pray that they work ethically and with integrity and serving the community. And we pray that they would work together in the mission to improve the quality of life and that they would increasingly embody the values of the council and so the vision of the Shire as a place where people are valued and the environment is respected, the future is bright and the community shows how this hope in how we live. So it's more than a vision, but a growing reality. We pray all this in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And just in conclusion, other meeting to attend, so we have to excuse us if we have to dash off. But we really would just like to thank you for allowing us to come and pray before the meeting tonight. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for coming.
Okay, so we'll move on. Mr. General Manager, do we have any non-attendance this evening?
Three, Mr. Mayor. I haven't got any formal apologies. That's what Councillor Rose is
here. Okay.
Everybody's in attendance.
Very good. Councillors, are there any disclosures of interest this evening? Councillor Brooks.
Agenda item 7.3, Hearts of Gold Festival. I have a significant non-pecuniary conflict of interest, being that I am the president of the Hearts of Gold Committee.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Brooks, how are you going to deal with that?
I will leave the room when it comes time.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other disclosures of interest this evening, councillors? Okay, we'll move on. So this evening we've got a few people to speak in the public forum. First of all, we've got Joe Maiman from Evolution Mining. He's going to speak about the Hearts of Gold Festival. If you'd like to come forward, Joe. I know you love to talk, but you've got to confine yourself to 3 minutes. Okay?
I'll do that, Brian. Firstly, thank you, General Manager Grant Baker, for the opportunity to speak tonight. I'm Joe Mann, the General Manager of the Cowra Gold Operation with Evolution Mining. Recently, we wrote to the Bland Shire, inviting them to partner with us in our Evolution Mining 20-year celebration of Cowra. 2025 celebrates a significant milestone, with construction beginning in 2005. This year, we celebrate that with significant milestones events in town, and to recognise the community which has supported us for these 20 years, we are partnering with the Hearts of Gold Festival. The Family Fun Night on Saturday the 18th is the official 20-year settler celebration for us. It'll be held at the Throng Crow Oval, and the night will feature rides, food vans and entertainment and fireworks. To make the occasion extra special, Evolution secured an international headline act. This will be announced publicly in the near future. The festival itself will run over 3 days, with a Golden Gala event on the Friday night, street markets on the Saturday, and a family fun night, which we're looking to host a mine open day at the Tivoli Theatre on the Sunday. As an integral stakeholder of COW, we would be honoured if the Blanshire Council would partner with us for this 20-year celebration. We are seeking support for the weekend from the council services, such as traffic management and hire of facilities. Ideally, I'm seeking a decision from the council for the support of the Hearts of Gold Committee and Evolution, so we have adequate time to continue planning for the event into the future. Additionally, I'd like to couple the headline act and the announcement with the partnership of the Blanshire Council. Council will be recognised as an official sponsor and partner of the festival in numerous ways, and council would also be invited to attend official opening at a separate event out at the mine site in the second half of this year. Thank you again for the opportunity to speak tonight.
Very well done. Thank you. We've got a second speaker this evening, Jeff Gould, regarding the technical services report. Jeff, if you'd like to come forward, please.
First, look, I'd really like to thank the Mayor and all the councillors and the staff for having an on-site inspection of the road there a week or so ago. It's really appreciated. We could get a point of view across for the travelling public and the landowners and so on and so forth, just to make aware of certain aspects of the operation that they may not have been aware prior. And I think it's possibly, maybe for anything in the future, it might be worthwhile looking forward to that. That might be an approach, so everything is on the table before the planning starts. But look, thank you very much for everybody attending. I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Jeff. We found it insightful. Right, we'll move on to item 6, confirmation of minutes. So we've got, first of all, the minutes of the extraordinary council meeting held on the 28th of January 2025. Are there any comments regarding those? Can I have a mover to adopt those? Councillor Brooks, a seconder, please. Councillor Carnegie. Are there any comments, corrections? If there are none, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, carried. I'll move on to the minutes of the meeting held on the 17th December 2024. Can I have a mover for those, please? Councillor Minogue, seconder. Councillor Fennell. Are there any corrections or comments regarding the minutes? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. We'll move on to item 7, reports from staff. Section 1, executive services. 7.1, monthly status report. Council meeting actions for the 5th of February 2025. There's a recommendation here that Council receive and note the monthly status report, Council meeting actions, February 2025. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Brooks, seconder. Councillor Minogue. Councillor Brooks, would you like to speak to it, make a comment?
No, I won't.
Councillor Minogue, would you like to speak to it, make a comment?
I do have several questions, if I may.
You may.
Just would like to follow up on a couple of items. July 2024, the Bunedin Community Section 355.
Can you tell us what page?
Page 9. Okay. Just wondering how we're going with the MOU.
Thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor. There has been a draft MOU developed. I just need to have some discussions with the staff that have responsibility for some of the areas that we're committing them to make sure that they can actually deliver on what we're saying they will see. I did respond to an email from the chairman of the committee early this week advising that there will be something coming in a really short space of time. just have to get that clarification.
Very good. Are there further questions, Councillor Minogue?
I note that later on we have the adoption of the social media policy. Is it appropriate here or when we discuss it?
I think when we discuss the social media policy, you could discuss that.
Note a correction that needs to be made.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
All right. Are there any further discussions regarding the monthly status report? If they're not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carry. We'll move on to 7.2 on page 17. The Risk, Work, Health and Safety Quarterly Report. There is a recommendation that Council receive and note the Risk, Work, Health and Safety Report for the quarter ending December 2024. Let me move it, please.
So moved.
Councillor Lord, Councillor Fennell. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to it?
I think it's basically pretty self-explanatory. The only concern I have is in these notifications, we've had a lot more trips and motor vehicle accidents in the last quarter. Uh-huh. Is there any explanation or reason for it?
I would have to take that on notice. Yeah, slips, trips and falls would be is pretty self-explanatory. That'll be associated with path incidents.
Yeah.
But the motor vehicle ones, sorry, I can't respond to that one. So I'll take that on notice.
Very good. Councillor Fennell?
That would have been my query too.
Exactly, very good.
Thank you.
Were there any further questions from councillors regarding this report? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Carry. So we'll move on to 7.3 on page 21, the Hearts of Gold Festival for 2025. We have a recommendation there that Council support the 2025 Hearts of Gold Festival by one, taking a diamond sponsorship package for the event funded through a supplementary vote of $10,000 through the March quarterly budget review, and providing traffic management services and venue hire through existing budget allocations. Do I have a mover for that?
Could I move an amended recommendation for that?
You may, Councillor Lord.
Yeah. That Council support the Hearts of Gold Festival, making a donation of $10,000 from the 24-25 Strengthening Community Funds, and make provision for up to $6,000 in the 25-26 budget allocation for traffic manager and venue costs.
Right, did you make a note?
I'll second that.
You got that, just seconded by Councillor McGlynn. Councillor McGlynn, did you want to speak to that?
We've got $24,000 in the Strengthening Community Fund, so that would put it, although we have a limit of $5,000, it is discretionary. We can lift it, so I think that's a good thing to get it out. But it'll still leave $10,000, that's not in there for other people that might come along in the next couple of months. And the $6,000, I agree with Councillor Lord, comes out of the 25-26 budget, and yeah, it's programmed into the Works budget. Oh, good.
Thank you, Councillor Lord.
Thank you, Councillor Lord.
Very good. You say.
Yeah. I think we've captured it right.
Some trouble. Okay. Are you finished, Councillor McGlynn?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Are there any questions from any of the other councils regarding this motion? There are not. Okay. Well, I'll put the amended motion as it is. Councillor, would you like a broader reply? Or?
Yes, thank you. Basically, I move this for the reason that we will support the Hearts of Gold, and the fact that we looked at, as Councillor McGlynn pointed out, the Strengthening Community still has $24,000 in that budget, and in the past we've very rarely used the whole of that budget, and effectively it means we'll still have effectively $24,000 or something, still a significant amount for the balance of this year if we require it. also effectively by making provision in the actual 25-26 budget for the costs that are not required to be notified straight away. Because even though we can make provision for those costs, but they want to know that we want the support of council to the Hearts of Gold Festival, and I think this is a way of bringing it forward and being positive. And effectively, it's coming from that, and it basically is a donation to the Hearts of Gold Festival.
Very good. So I'll just read the amended motion: that council support the Hearts of Gold Festival, make a donation of $10,000 from the 24-25 Strengthening Community Funds, and provisions be made for up to $6,000 in the 25-26 budget allocation for traffic management and other costs. Is that correct, Councillor Lord?
Yeah, all venue costs, yeah.
Okay. Well, if that's the amendment, then we'll put the amendment up to the vote now. All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the amendment carried. I know we have a large audience here and you're probably concerned with the vote on the Hearts of Gold Festival. And now that it's been dealt with, would you like to stay or would you like to go? Here's your opportunity. Okay, some stay, some go. Very good. All right. Move over to page 29. Okay, section 2, Corporate Community Services, 7.4, the Finance Investment Report for January 2025. Okay, there's a recommendation there that Council receive and note the information contained within the Finance Investment Report for the month of January 2025, and that Council confirms the payments of accounts for the period 1 January to 31 January 2025, totalling $1,884,900.31. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Noakes, seconded. Councillor Crowe. Councillor Noakes would like to speak to it. No, Councillor Crowe would like to speak to it.
All good.
Okay, very good. Are there any other questions regarding the Finance Investment Report? If there are none, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Declare it carried. Okay. Move over to 7.5 on page 36. So we've got the Finance Investment Report December 2024. It's all our investments. There's a recommendation there. One, that Council receive and note the information contained within the Finance and Investment Report for the month of December 2024. And two, that Council confirms the payment of accounts for the period 1 December to 31 December 2024, totalling $4,388,950.77. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Henderson, seconded. Councillor Carnegie. Councillor Henderson, would you like to speak to it?
Reserve my right.
Looks all right. Looks good. Councillor Carnegie, would you like to speak to it?
All good, thanks.
Okay, very good. Any other councillors like to make any comment? Councillor Lord.
I've got a question. Effectively, when we look at the December levy of our rates, the total rates income issue, you know, levied in December is $12,039,000 plus of, you know, dollars and cents. But we go and actually look at the January one and we find that there's been a further $20,000 levied. So why, you know, if we've levied the rates, effectively I believe they should have been levied on an annual basis. So effectively, why have we got in January $12,058,000 and whatever? So that's a $20,000 difference in rate levies. That's a pretty reasonable mistake.
Okay, Councillor, we'll take that on notice and get a report on that for you. Are there any other questions, councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Okay, we'll move on to 7.6, the proposed changes to the Model Code of Meeting Practice. There's a recommendation there that Council endorses the draft submission to the New South Wales Office of Local Government proposed amendments to the Model Code of Meeting Practice. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Brooks? Councillor McGlynn, did you move?
No, I just wanted to ask a question.
You may. As soon as I get a seconder, I'll get a seconder. Councillor Henderson? Councillor Brooks, did you want to
Speak to the motion.
All I would just like to say is job well done. It was written really well, and I agree with all of it.
Councillor Henderson, did you want to say anything?
I second that.
Right. Councillor Migley.
Okay. I will not say that I will be the one that will be in the firing line most of all. I have questioned the mayor being the sole arbiter of behaviour. I would like to see two other independent people in the community involved in that. Can that be incorporated?
I've got no problem with that. Mr. General Manager?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I just say clarification from Councillor McGlean as to...
Instead of the mayor being the sole arbiter of our good behaviour, good or bad, that we have on that team, just not the mayor, but two independent people from the community.
Right, OK, we can... We'll take that on notice and include it in the submission.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, very good. Are there any further comments?
Yeah, I'm basically... Yeah, I still put my point of view before. I don't believe the attendance at council meetings should be a general purpose of remote attendance. We're elected, we're effectively in a public forum, and I just believe that effectively, yes, for extreme and urgent circumstances, it's fully supported. But as a general situation, I can't support it. I've never seen Parliament conduct itself in any way by remote situation.
I'll second that proposal.
Mr. General Manager.
Through Mr. Mayor. So we're talking with regards to remote attendance. Need to check, but my recollection is that they actually want to remove the remote attendance ability completely.
Are you happy with that, Councillor Lord?
That's not how I read it. It's
This is the submission.
It is a submission. I agree, and I just don't believe that remote attendance should be, you know,
on the agenda.
On the agenda as a permanent
as an option.
Yep.
From my recollection, the remote attendance provision was only for medical circumstances.
That was in the submit. You know, effectively, you know, according to this, it said these changes adversely affect those in the smaller towns in the Blanshire and caring responsibilities. The proposed provisions limits the ability of sole traders in regional areas to manage their responsibilities effectively because of distances. What we're saying is we're in actual fact objecting to the submission for
allowances for remote people.
For making people attend face to face. I don't agree to that submission, that objection.
This is a departure from the general view that was voiced earlier. Did I got that correct?
We had a previous meeting where all these issues were voted on for this submission.
We've never had a meeting.
It was a discussion. One at a time. Councillor Lord, you had the floor. Was there a previous discussion regarding this?
Well, the fact is, this is the first time we're actually been able to debate this. There has been discussion in a workshop, and a submission has come up. I'm debating the submission.
Yeah.
Very good. So you'd like to amend the submission?
Yeah.
You want to move an amendment in that direction?
An amendment to that is effectively, I would just see the deletion of Section 4 in there.
Okay, do I have a seconder for that? Yeah. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to it, Councillor McGlynn?
I
want to make any comment.
Can I?
Okay, are there any other comments?
Yeah,
Councillor Brooks, would you like to comment, please?
No, you go first.
Councillor
Crowe.
Yeah, I understand what Councillor Lord is discussing there. I made mention of this when we discussed things at a workshop, and I, for one, have sometimes been away for work commitments. If I get sent away for work commitments, well, I'm under the proposed changes to code of meeting practice, I am forbidden from dialing in remotely. Oh, I understand Director Belinda's dialed in remotely. When she's been away for work, things as well. That would also forbid that from happening, I'm assuming. So I do think that we need to keep some sort of provision. obviously it's not, like I'm running late, I'm just going to dial in from the ute. That's not a reasonable excuse. But if I get sent to the bottom of Victoria for a month through a drought because that's my employment, I don't think I should be harping and not able to complete my duties through that sort of thing. That's what this point was all about.
Very good.
Wasn't well, as it is. Unforeseen circumstances or ill health, yes, that's true. But it was to give a little bit of leeway that with prior notice that you'd be able to still attend remotely.
Very good. Yeah. Councillor Brooks.
Councillor Crowe summed it up for me.
Very good. Got a rise too when you...
Oh, sorry.
Councillor
I would need to endorse Councillor Crowe's sentiments there. I know I was caught in a bit of a situation where I was away and it became a bit troublesome. I didn't know how I was going to be able to attend, and I did have that opportunity to do it remotely. I think we've got to be fair to be able to facilitate people attending and being part of it, rather than flippantly thinking, well, I'm at a concert, I'll dial in before I go to the concert. I think for our body of work, and particularly in illness, I think it's necessary to have that option.
Any further comments, Councillor Monroe?
I'd hate to see this removed, the ability to dial in. If I think back during last year when it was terribly wet, there would be many times that I would not be able to make a meeting purely because I couldn't get out on a council road.
Very good. Councillor, would you like to
write
a reply?
Basically, with all of those situations, the current proposal allows effectively those situations about emergency and floods and ill health, right? The current proposal out in the draft submission allows those things. What I'm saying is, I don't want it to be a general thing.
Can we propose as a general thing? Like, we define this. I need to get the definition. Is it proposed a general thing, or is it proposed as an emergency provision?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, my recollection, without having the document in front of me, was that it actually specifies medical health.
Urgent. Medical health or other emergency reason. Is that what it specifies? So, Councillor Lord, it seems to be already in the provision.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think. Why are we objecting to it? Because that's what we're simply saying.
You might, the Director of Community Services.
Sorry, through you, Mr. Mayor, and I have no intention of entering into the debate. The discussions that have been had throughout the sector in relation to this particular provision relate to the definitions, and there has been no clear definition provided in the documentation as to what constitutes an emergency.
Yep.
Or a health or care, well, the health or care is fairly obvious. However, is it an emergency if a councillor has to go away for work, or if it's a scheduled work trip, does it then not constitute an emergency? So I think my interpretation of the discussions and the discussions that we have had internally around this matter is that without having the capacity to attend remotely, it then becomes a case where that definition, what's an emergency, or how do you quantify, or how do you clarify that, and who's the arbiter of that? So by retaining the capacity to attend remotely gives that flexibility for those councillors, not just here but across New South Wales. So,
does that make it clear? Yeah, kind of. Yeah, the amendment that Councillor Laws is putting is saying that our objection is too relaxed. He wants it more stringent. Is that correct, Councillor Lord?
Well, basically, I agree with what came out in the exposure in the discussion paper.
Right.
I fully support that.
Okay,
not
so you're
putting...
Not the submission.
Not the submission.
Sorry, through you, Mr. Mayor, for clarity, Councillor Lord. The provisions at the moment are that, and the proposal is to tighten that provision to make it more restrictive in being able to attend remotely. So you don't support that tightening, or
support the tightening?
You do. Okay, that's right.
And that's, and this submission is to loosen that tightening.
Correct. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So Councillor Lord's position, his amendment, is about altering our submission regarding the tightening of remote attendance at meetings. That's the motion. That's the amended motion. So are there any further questions, councillors? Okay, I'll put that motion. If you raise your hands, all those in favour of that motion.
Sorry. Yep. Mr. Mayor, what's your actual motion?
Well, the motion is to delete our comment
with regards to
remote attendance, and reverts to the motion as described by local government New South Wales.
So you will need a second.
I've had a seconder. I've got a seconder, Councillor McLean.
Okay.
So we're putting that motion. Okay, so please raise your hands if you're in favour of that amendment. Okay, if you're against that amendment, I declare the amendment lost. The original submission stands. So then we're back to the original motion that council endorses the... I'll need a mover for this, that council endorses the draft submission to the New South Wales Office of Local Government. Proposed amendments to the Model Code of Meeting Practice. Can I have a mover? Councillor Brooks, and a seconder, Councillor McGlynn. Would you like to speak to Councillor Brooks? Enough discussion? Councillor McGlynn, enough discussion? We'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried.
I believe I seconded that.
Move on to 7.7 on page 49. Okay. Adoption of the payment of expenses and provision of facilities to councillors policy. The recommendation there, the council adopts the amended payment of expenses and provisions of facilities to councillors policy. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Henderson, Councillor Minogue. Councillor Henderson, would you like to speak to it?
I believe that this is a necessary adjustment going with cost of living expenses.
Okay. So, Councillor Brooks, who was the second there?
Councillor
Minogue, would you like to speak to Councillor Minogue?
I'm supportive of it. I would like to note a spelling correction under incidental expenses. Council is spelt incorrectly.
Okay, we'll have that corrected for you. Councillor Minogue. Are there any further comments regarding...
Can I move an amendment?
Councillor Lord, have an amendment from
effectively, firstly, the care and related expenses, I just believe that should be deleted completely with regard to, you know, costs of care and whatever, because effectively, when we become... I'll move it and then I'll speak to it, you know.
I'll second
him. Okay, very good. Okay, Councillor Lord, you can speak.
Yeah, I just believe that effectively, when councillors are elected, they know the responsibilities of coming to council meetings, going to meetings, and effectively coming from work, coming from everywhere else. I just believe this is, you know, to put extra fund and burden on ratepayers in the Shire. To cover costs of basically care, and I will also basically look at comment in refreshments. I said, and it effectively in that whole of that particular policy, it says reasonable refreshments, and I think reasonable refreshments basically need to be defined as well, not meals, because effectively it does say, you know. In there and other counts, and these are policies of individual councillors,
It's not a general policy across the state or anything like that. It's a policy of this council. And generally, if you talk to the community, effectively, they are after an area that we can actually, council can be seen to be basically being careful and basically not expending funds willy-nilly and whatever. And a policy like this, I just think, sends the wrong message to the community.
Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak first?
Yes, I feel very strongly about this one because for 119 years, West Wylam's had a commitment of volunteering and of giving to the community. We are very fortunate that we get a $13,000 stipend, which is meant to cover our expenses. Every councillor, every person that puts their name down to the council to become a councillor, they go to the council and they find out what are the commitments. And they say, you must keep every Tuesday aside. We have budget day from 1 o'clock till whatever, till 6 o'clock. We have community forums that can take up the whole day, or they have in the past all the time, except for last year. These are all explained very clearly to you. You know the problems. This is why councillors are often older, because they do not have children to as a commitment. Personally, I was asked to stand in Coombe and I had a 10-year-old child and I knew I would have got in and I had to give it up until I came back here. That stipend we get for $13,000, that is there. That's not because we've got pretty faces or anything. That's there to cover our expenses to do our job. Now, I go out of town a lot to a lot of meetings. That's my travel money. Councillor Lord has been on here for about 30 years. He has closed his shop, and Councillor Fennell has been here for four. They've both closed their shop when it was required and forsaken money that they would have earned in that time, and they get nothing back. And I find this absolutely, suddenly, we've got some councillors on that may have maybe sitting committee at $30 an hour. I find this really high. And if you go to, this is not your primary source of income, a council. If I want to join the golf club, am I going to ask them the golf club to pay for my babysitting? Do I do the spinners and weavers? Are they going to pay for my babysitting? This is not our primary source of income. This is done, you don't have to become a councillor, you do it by choice. And you know what the situation is. We're in an economic crisis, cost of living crisis across the country. And it hasn't just circled around and left the Bland Shire. We're all in it. Now, people work really hard here. Nurses are underpaid. So are they going to have part of their rates going up to pay for babysitting money?
Point of order,
Mr.
Point of order.
Okay. We need to keep
on
to the point.
On what grounds are you giving... Thank you. What grounds are you giving me the point of order?
No, I've said to keep to the point.
All right.
I haven't given
I'll
her
tell
a point
you
of
what
order. I've said keep
point,
to the point.
I'll tell you. Well, all those people that work really hard in the community, a part of their rates go into babysitting fees. And when this came up in November, I saw the headline, Council on Expenses, and I thought, oh, yeah, going to start being the third. I sort of went through it quickly. And it wasn't until I got here, page 80 on the November meeting, where Councillor Brooks called out $130, I had any idea that it was even in there. Since that date, I'm out there selling raffle tickets more than anybody in the community. Everybody that buys a raffle ticket, I ask them, do you think councillors should get paid babysitting money? Every person I see, I mean, Tom, Dick and Harry's, I went to today. I went to every table,
this is, this
everywhere
is,
I go.
This is all
it's
you
not,
say. So this is all you say. But you're objecting to,
yeah,
the,
and it's,
to the fee.
But if this is such a popular move, I suggest that we put in our next rate notice, we put a little thing in saying, do you support councillors being paid babysitting?
We'll take that under advice. Thanks, Councillor McGlynn. Are there any further comments, Councillor Brooks?
Absolutely there is. Okay. Through you, Mr. Mayor, the two councillors that have spoken to this have been on council for some decades. I believe that the babysitting proviso has been in there for some decades. It just doesn't seem that it's been an issue until it has been brought up by myself. The only reason I brought it up was because, as Councillor Henderson said, we're slightly increasing the cost to meet cost of living. That's how much we pay for a babysitter. I would go as far as to say that it's discriminatory that what you're saying now. When I looked to join council, I actually read all of the paperwork. You said that you know you'd been on council for however long and you hadn't read it. I had before I even began on council. And I was noted that that babysitting proviso was there. So I knew that that was there when I chose to run for council. It's always been there. It's just I find it very funny that it's not an issue until it's been brought up now.
Very good. Thanks, Councillor Brooks. Yeah, Councillor Henderson.
Yeah, I also would like to say that I feel discriminated against by the comments that are made today. When I was encouraged to join local council being a woman, I was told that they wanted more women in council and more younger women in council, and this provision for babysitting and costs has been an incentive from the government to get more younger people and family members into council positions. This is not just Blanshire Council, this is every council. And this has been in place for years. We are not to be discriminated against because we are of a younger age and have children at home. Yeah. So I do ask for you to apologise.
Well, I certainly won't be doing that, Councillor.
And take the comment back.
No.
Well, you can ask that, Councillor Henderson, but you can't demand it.
No, I'm asking for an apology.
Well, apology denied.
But is there anything further, Councillor Henderson? Okay. Councillor Lloyd, you have right of reply.
Councillor Crowe, I'll be very quick with mine. The policy is an updated policy, it's been around for years. I'm not sure when the initial one of the $80 or the $15 was ever put in there, but CPI increases have gone up significantly over the last 6 to 8 years, and I believe it needs to be in there. And I've got no issues at all with paying it, and I fully support what Councillor Brooks and Henderson had to say.
Very good, Councillor Crowe. Councillor Lloyd, you have right of reply.
Well, the only right of reply I've got is to say that, you know, if we are going to basically comment and speak on these situations, we in actual fact tell the truth. The fact is that this is not a government policy, this is a local council policy.
I'll just refer to the Director of Community Services.
Actually, through you, Mr. Mayor, there's a requirement under Section 252 of the Local Government Act that a councillor expenses and facilities policy must be adopted within 12 months of the commencement of a new council, and the Office of Local Government has actually provided a council expenses and facilities policy template which outlines the things that need to be...
It's a draft, though.
Right, if there's no further comments, Councillor Fennell, did you have a comment? No. Okay, I'll put Councillor Lord's amended motion, which is
to delete the care and related expenses part from
the policy. Okay, and that is to delete the care and related expenses part from the policy. So, Councillor Fennell?
Yes, there would be something that I would need to say. We're all focusing on babysitting. There's another word there, carer. Too, and I mean, you know, there's incidences there where a councillor may need to be assisted in their duty, and again, I can relate to that from some time back where I was not able to drive. I don't know whether this particular thing covers for that. If I didn't have a caring husband, I may require the services of a professional carer. So I think we need to be thinking broadly about that word as well as babysitting.
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Councillor Fennell. So we'll put the motion, the amended motion from Councillor Lord. Please raise your hands, all those in favour. One. Two. And all those against? Okay, I declare the amendment lost. So now we're back to the original
recommendation, that is that council adopts the amended payment of expenses and provisions of facilities to councillors' policy.
Through you, Mr Mayor, could I make an amendment to that, that it's also recorded, the council expenses are recorded quarterly.
So you want to add that to the recommendation?
Yeah, that all councillor expenses are recorded publicly through quarterly.
Do I have a seconder for that?
And that's in line with the Local Government Act.
Do I have a seconder for that amendment? Councillor Fennell? Okay, so now we'll have to put the amended policy, which is that council adopts the amended payment of expenses and provision of facilities to councillors, and that it is reported quarterly.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll put that amendment now. All those in favour of that amendment?
Sorry, could I ask a question?
You may, Councillor Minogue.
Do you need a mover in a second?
I do, I've already got it.
Yeah. So when it's recorded, where is it recorded and displayed for where?
Mr. General Manager?
In the quarterly. When we do our, we've got a quarterly report today that it's featured in there. It's in the quest of transparency.
The quarterly review?
Yeah, the quarterly review. We get them all the time, every 4 times a year, I suppose. And that, for the sake of transparency in local government, I think that should be all our expenses, every one of us, recorded in there.
Okay, very good. So I'll put that amendment. All those in favour of that amendment, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4. All those against? 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm against it, so I declare the amendment lost. So we go back to the original recommendation that council adopts the amended payment of expenses and provisions of facilities to councillors' policy. Can I have a mover for that? Councillor Henderson, Councillor Crowe. Do we need to speak to this anymore? I don't think we do. Councillor Fennell, did you want to speak to it?
I would like to say something that I do think that what was wrong with the fact that we wanted a bit of transparency, how that was sort of happening.
I'll put that out.
Something was sort of accountable. But anyway, we've gone back to this, so I guess I wonder what happened there or
why people hiding stuff?
That's one at a time. Mr. General Manager, just for clarification, would this be recorded anywhere?
What are they hiding?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it would be captured. It's captured within our financials. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it is recorded. It is recorded in our financials.
Is
it a record? Through you, Mr. General Manager.
Yeah, please.
Is it a record as a separate item? Councillor expenses for the last 3 months.
Not for the last 3 months. We're statutorily required to report annually through our annual report on that as a specific item.
You group the 9 councillors together, you don't do individual councils?
Correct.
Good, I'll put this out there because that's totally lacking in any form of transparency. So.
Okay. Again, so I've got a mover and a seconder for the original motion.
You do, Councillor Henderson.
Very good.
And Councillor Crowe.
Okay, so we'll put the original recommendation. All those in favour, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I declare it carried.
Did you get the 6?
Would you like your votes against recorded?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Councillor McLean, anyone else voting against?
Oh, I don't care.
Okay. We do that anyway. It's captured as a matter of course. Very good. Okay. Move on to page 63. Okay, 7.8, adoption of social media policy. There's a recommendation there that council adopts the revised social media policy. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Henderson, Councillor Crowe. Councillor Henderson, would you like to speak to it?
Preserve my right.
No, Councillor Crowe.
Yes, one thing I'll say about it is, obviously we're reviewing a policy, but I believe we all should read it and read it well to avoid things in the future.
Okay, are there any further comments from any other councillors? We're going to Councillor Minogue.
Sorry, just a correction with it, which I made note of.
You did earlier, yes.
originally circulated. When we're talking about social networking sites, Facebook, Twitter, Twitter doesn't actually exist, it's X.
Okay, very good. We'll make that correction. Councillor Minogue. Councillor Fennell, did you want to speak to this? No. Okay, did any other councillor want to speak to this? No. Okay, very good. We'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So we'll move on to page 72, 7.9. Endorsement of the Community Strategic Plan 2025 to 2035. There's a recommendation there that Blanshire Council endorse the Community Strategic Plan 2025 to 2035, building a sustainable community, empowering people, promoting fairness and achieving progress. Can I have a mover, please?
Yeah, I'll move that.
Councillor Lord.
Okay.
Can I have a seconder? Councillor McGlynn. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak?
Yeah, it's basically, I have to be honest and say I've read it. It's a good document because it is broad and general. The fact that it is, and as I said, when we get to being specific in these situations, it makes it much more difficult. Operational plans and delivery plans are where they should come to, and this is a long-term picture and a view, and I think it's a very positive document.
Good. Councillor McGlynn. I'd
like to congratulate, Director Belinda on
a good job.
Implementing, doing a wonderful job with this.
Very good.
I have a few questions though.
All right.
In the proposals at the back, now I question the mayor on this. For many years, Mr. Mayor, you have been against, you are well aware of the two hydrological studies that were done that said Wylong was not suitable, not a suitable place for a lake. Because of no permanent water, no permanent water evaporation. We spent $50,000 on one of them, I know. All the rest of it, they couldn't find a place. The reason Tamora has a lake, they have a permanent, they've got the Trigalong Lake that comes in, the water comes from Pootamundra, they've got permanent water. We do not have permanent water. Now we've got to satisfy the requirements of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority as well. Excuse my voice. So, for as long as I've known you, you've been against this, and suddenly you're sort of for it.
It's for there for discussion, Councillor McGlynn.
And also, when we come to the economic development, now I know that you had a part to play in getting my, I believe it was the time, getting rid of the last economic development officer saying we didn't need one.
No, the I didn't do that at all. The economic economic development officer's role was incorporated into the general manager's role.
No, but when we had an economic development officer.
We did.
And you played a major part in him not being here when you became mayor. And,
I think that's a stretch.
I mean, that's okay. That's fine. I agree with you at the time. I didn't have a problem with it. But now you're saying we do need one. And you said at the time we didn't need an economic development officer, and now you say we do need one.
Well, Councillor Lord, it's up for discussion as well.
So may I ask Director Belind, so I'm finding this section quite confusing. I rang you today about it, and I understand all the medical ones. The others, I'm not too sure about. I want you to tell me, are they in the strategic plan or not? They're not. Okay.
Very
thank
good.
You. That's all I want to know.
Okay, any further comments, councillors, about the strategic plan? No, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, we'll move on to page 135. And just, there's all sorts of numbers on these pages. Let's see here. Okay. 7.10, progress report on delivery programs in December 2024. There's a recommendation there that Council receive and note the report on the progress of the delivery program for the period 1 July 2024 to 31 December 2024. Can I have a mover, please?
Councillor Minogue seconded.
Yes.
Councillor McLean. Councillor Minogue, would you like to speak to it?
I'm not exactly speaking to it. I'm actually going to ask some questions, if that's allowed.
That's fine, Councillor Minogue.
On page 6 of the progress snapshot, we have a point that I need clarified. There are two items listed as no update, but the legend for the pie chart says that it's not progressing.
Director Berlin.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that's actually a typo. The legend, it's to do with the system when it was set up, when the document, the information was put into the system that we use for the reporting process, the wording was set up as not progressing, but it was actually, it's actually that there was no update provided for that. I don't think I've made that very clear. They
yes,
will be progressing, it's just that the officer in charge has not had an opportunity to provide some commentary in time for this report.
So for clarification, they will be progressing because one of those items is of particular relevance to the farming community.
Yes.
And it relates to the heavy vehicle road usage, which is extremely important, and I'd like it sorted before we get to another harvest.
If I can, and I do apologise, I did indicate in the report that I would get an update prior to the council meeting from the officer who looks after that particular section. That person's actually been on extended leave and just recently had to take some emergency leave due to a family situation, and I've not had an opportunity to check with them. However, I will give councillors an undertaking that we'll follow it up tomorrow and distribute the information via email.
Very good. You happy with that, Councillor Minogue?
Thank you.
Are there any further comments?
Mine is to do with that as well. I would like us to, at our next workshop, actually, that which will be March or April, April, actually, could give you a little bit of time. But I think we have to work out this heavy vehicle use throughout the Shire. We had a special, I'll give you this afterwards. We had a special meeting at Quandiella. Farmers are upset all over the whole Shire about the use of road trains and the blockage. We seem to be a Shire that blocks a lot of things. We're Tamora, smaller Shires, Coolerman, all allow heavy vehicles to go through, which is road trains, and we don't. And this is a serious productivity issue. And I think it should be looked at now because we left it too late last time. We had a meeting in October, I think, which was way too late.
We can put it on the agenda, Mr. General Manager, for a workshop in the near
future.
You've
got to come up with a consistent plan. I will hand this over to you. No, I'll print it out first, then I'll hand it over to you.
That's
a really important part for me.
Thanks very much, Councillor McLean. If there are no further comments, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
All right.
I declare it carried. Okay, so we'll move on to page 195. Point 7.11, budget review December 2024 quarter. There's a recognition there that one, that the officer's report be received and noted, and two, that the council endorses the statement acknowledging the financial position is considered satisfactory. Mover, please. Councillor Brooks, can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Fennell. Councillor Brooks, did you want to speak to this?
No, I don't.
No. Councillor Fennell, did you want to speak to this? No. Are there any comments from any other councillors?
I'd like to ask a question with regard to the adjustment requested of the executive for over $4,000 for charter flight. We've not used charter flights ever.
That was in November.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. That was the method of transport to ensure that the Mayor, Deputy Mayor and associated another councillor and myself were able to attend the LG New South Wales conference in Tamworth and return in time for the council meeting. We went through, sought a number of quotes with another one of our re-rock councils, and also looked at current flight costs, if we could have gone commercial, and this was actually ended up being cheaper than travelling commercial.
Can I speak to this?
You may, that's fine.
I'm absolutely shocked when I read this today, to be quite honest. $1,000 a head to get the four of you to get up to a conference. Now, the reason that you had to get the charter flight was a mistake was made when the you didn't put in the business paper to change the date of the meet of the council meeting. However, we still had a quorum here in West Wyalong. We had three councillors. We still had a quorum, and we could have had a meeting. You could have left the meeting, you could have missed half a day of that meeting and driven up for $200, the four of you on one vehicle, and yet you cost the ratepayers $4,200. I'm absolutely shocked. This reeks of snouts in the trough to me. I'm absolutely shocked about this.
Mr. General Manager, would you like to comment on that?
The only observation I will make, Mr. Mayor, is that it is actually it is within the existing. I'll get the wrong terminology. Sorry.
Existing policy.
It's
within the existing policy, and within the existing budget provision as well.
Can I answer you to that? Then on the specific expenses from the Department of Local Government, it says all travel by councillors should be undertaken using the most direct route and the practical and economic mode of transport. Now, you could have still driven and missed a bit of that meeting, but you could have got back here in time. I find this just extraordinary.
I think the most statement that it was 4 hours. I think it's actually 8 hours, an 8 hour drive to get back from there. So you would have been leaving the meeting early, drive back here, 8 hours, and then attend the meeting. I don't think you would have provided much value to the meeting.
Well, you still have a quorum here, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Brooks.
I also think we need to look into the safety of our fellow councillors and staff if they're driving 8 hours and then expected to come for a meeting. As we said, it's within policy. And through you, Mr. Mayor, Councillor McLean, are we going to be discussing every cent that's been spent on this council tonight?
Possibly. Yeah,
possibly?
Quite possibly. I'll
get comfortable.
One other comment I'll make. It's just been... we costed it earlier, the flight up there. Is over $1,000. It's $1,050 actually per person to fly commercially to the conference.
Driving a car.
Well, as we just stated, Councillor McGlynn, that 8 hours is a long way to drive. It's a long way to drive.
8 hours to Tamworth?
So it's not unusual for councillors to fly to these things. If these things were held in Sydney, it's not unusual for the councillors to fly to Sydney and back.
Right. It's over.
Okay? So this is not really a departure from our existing policy.
Well, it's just a new one.
And the thing that brought this on was there was a request put in to defer the meeting by a week, which was denied by several councillors. I won't mention
including
the councillors
me.
Here. It was with a request was put in to defer the meeting to be able to accommodate this, and it was denied by several councillors.
Can I answer that? It was you have to bring that to the council meeting that would have been the one before that you this was on, that you wanted to defer the date. That didn't happen. Then the request was put out, which is not legal anyway. It has to go through a council meeting. And that did not happen. I mean, we're told about due process all the time, but that failed to happen at that meeting.
Did you not follow procedure, Mr. Chairman?
Sorry, excuse me. Sorry, Mr. Mayor. We'd have to take that on notice. I'd have to double check. It's been some time now.
Due process,
right.
would have to go back.
We have to take that on notice and go back through and have a look at that policy, Councillor McGuinn. But every attempt was made to do it in an economically viable and expedient way.
Mm.
So this wasn't just a whim. And I take exception to the fact that that's been described as such.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a whim and it wasn't a waste of ratepayers' money. So I'll put this motion. All those in favour? Aye. I declare it carried. Move on to 7.12 on page 204. Okay, 7.12, the Seniors Festival 2025. There's a recommendation there that Council receive and note on the report the Time to Shine Seniors Festival 2025 for Blanshire's senior community members. Can I have a mover, please?
I'll move it.
Councillor McGlynn, can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Fennell. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak?
I congratulate the staff on the extensive program they've given. It's similar to last year, but it's still a lot of work goes into it. An extraordinary amount of work goes into it. And I commend the staff on this, and it covers all areas, and it should be yet again a great success.
Very good. Councillor Fennell.
I think it's a wonderful opportunity for us to recognise our senior members who have been integral in our town's development. Many of those people have volunteered for many, many years, and I think it's a wonderful celebration of their age, their longevity and their service to our community.
Very good. Any further discussion, councillors, or comments? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, so we move over to Section 3, Technical Services, 7.13, MA2025/002, Section 4552, Modification of Approved DA2022/0022, Electricity Generating Works, Solar Farm Alterations to the Approved Site Layout. There's a recommendation there that Council approves MA2025/002, S455, Section 2, Modification of Approved Electricity Generating Works Solar Farm to alter the approved site layout subject to the following conditions. I'm going to go through those.
Seconded.
Mm. Okay, do you want to speak to it, Councillor?
Yeah, I think that basically it's a positive situation where when the original DA came up, there were some little questions to be asked, and I think this clarifies a lot of them. And effectively, you know, the other point in this whole report is I see they're making the appropriate payments under Section 94A and the DA fees, which is a real positive.
Well, I like it because I think it's a very comprehensive report. Covers everything, but it covers less land.
Yeah,
it's modification on the land use. So. Yep, I thoroughly support it, and
okay.
I think it's a really good project.
Very good. Are there any comments, Councillor Minogue?
Potentially an amendment, but I seek clarification. Is it necessary to have the words solar farm? I have a problem with farm, because it's a
solar installation.
It's a solar installation. Farm implies that it produces food and fibre.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm not sure you can because the actual application records it that way. So through the planning portal, so it has to be like that.
She's correct, though.
Okay. Are there any further comments regarding
exactly
this motion? If there aren't, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So, move on to section 4, reports for information, on page 243. Okay, can I have a mover for these reports, please? Councillor Fennell and seconder, Councillor Brooks. All right, we'll move through them one by one. 7.14, the community development update.
Comments, observations, councillors? I had good feedback on Australia Day. Everyone seemed to enjoy it.
Except for the sound system.
I did have some comments about the PA.
It was all right if you were straight ahead, but the people either side couldn't hear anything.
Okay, very good. Mr. General Manager, we'll take that on board. Thank you, Councillor Dewey. Councillor Crowe?
Yeah, just on the that report with the Australia Day, I was unfortunate not to be able to make it. I spent the weekend in Forbes. I attended the Forbes Australia Day breakfast. When you comment on the sound system, Councillor McGlynn, it couldn't have been as bad as the one that was at Forbes. It was held by the lake, and I went walking around the other side of the lake, and I heard it better than what I could, where I was. But I do have a couple of ideas to bring back to council regarding next year's, just after how they did theirs.
Great.
So, I hope everything went well here.
Very good.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we do have a follow-up meeting, don't we?
We do.
Mm.
We do.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Can't remember the exact date, but I think I've got it. It was in April. So I'll have to check on the date for
we
you.
We do. So you can bring up your comments then, Councillor.
Yep.
Very good. Are there any further comments, councillors, regarding the community development update? If there are not, we'll move on to 7 point. Councillor Minogue, yes?
I just wish to put it on notice that the Australia Day ambassador was greatly received in Ireland. Everybody commented on the fact that that in recent years we hadn't had an ambassador, and Warwick and his family became part of the community, and they'll be back to visit. So.
Yeah, it was great feedback. He actually offered to do some work with the high school here as well in terms of development, which was a great thing to offer. So, thank you for that. Okay, so we'll move on to 7.15, the Blanshire Library Monthly Update. They're doing a great job as usual. So, any comments, councillors? Are you happy with them? Okay, we'll move on to 7.16, the Child Services December-January Update. Any observations or comments? Director of Community Services, do you want to make any comments there? No, no. Are there any comments from any of the councillors regarding that?
Great job as usual.
Good, very good. Okay, we move on to 7.17, the Bland Community Care Services Update, December 2024 and January 2025. No comments? Okay. We'll move on to 7.18, the Blanshire Council Museum Advisor Report for December 2024. Any comments, councillors? No? Happy with the museum advisor?
I think the museum advisor is doing an excellent job across the Shire, and actually the museums have never looked and been as organised and as positive as they have been. It's great to have the volunteers there, but that outside expertise has really shown.
Made a difference. Yeah, very good. That's very true. Okay, we'll move on to the Technical Services Report, 7.19. Are there any comments, councillors, or questions here? Councillor Carnegie? Yes.
Yeah. I'd just like to note the omission of the Gorrell Road project. Pretty major omission. But also in that regard, following our meeting last week, I'd like to move a motion that Council's provided with an updated scope of works budget and also timeline for the project so that we're all better informed with regard to the expenditure, and we've got strong confidence that we're going to end up with a good result. And I'd also like to include in that motion that update is made monthly to Council.
Very good. Have we got a seconder for that? Councillor Henderson? Okay. Right, are there anyone else? Did you want to speak to that, Councillor Henderson?
I agree that information should come monthly to Council so that we're sure that we're on track with the project.
Very good. Councillor Crowe?
Yeah, just one point, and it's to do with the Gorrell Road project. I notice, I drive out that road quite often, but I notice that the signs have been put up out in the main road. Obviously, they're going to be there for some time, and I'm just concerned that they're not going to last how they're just currently positioned. They might need some star posts or to be a bit more sturdy. Yeah, it's only the signs there and the frame down. It's got a little sand snag over one side of it, and I just think long term it's not going
to
last.
I'll get the director to comment on that.
Yeah, no, I'm just addressed the other issue about the report. Our plan, because tonight's agenda was very full, was to do a project update because we've had that at the extraordinary general meeting and the workshop. So the plan is at the workshop on Tuesday, we will do a project update on all the projects that we're doing. And also then we're going to have a presentation or a report on our, we call it our bus tour, anyone that was on the the tour of the Around Road, because there's multiple issues and we need to explain what we can get done in the existing project, and obviously then what the residents or landowners highlighted, there was additional work, which, as I said, on the bus tour, every time we stopped, I think I could, it was either 100 or a quarter of a million, I was thinking to myself. But look, so the answer to your question is we'll be doing it on Tuesday, and we'll bring Bill Manners and we'll have details and go through it. So that's it.
So, would you still like to put that motion, or are you happy with where we're at?
I'd still like to put that motion because what we actually need is not necessarily an update, but we actually need an overall project
costing,
scope of works, etc. So what we need demonstrated is that there's an actual plan for this rather than an update. We can keep going through updates continuously, but we need a vision for the project, we need a plan,
and
we need solid costings, because we've already seen that the project's run away in terms of costs, and we want to make sure that, yes, we want to make sure we're getting value for money, obviously, but we also want to make sure that the project's done correctly to the best of our ability within the budget that we've allocated.
Very good. Are there any further comments regarding that motion?
Can I ask a question?
You may. Please stand.
Yep. To the engineer.
Yeah.
It was $5 million for 8 kilometres, and it's going to be $3 million for 14. How does that work out? The first 8 kilometres were going to cost $5 million. That was the initial allocation.
5.8,
wasn't it? Yeah. No, I'll address...
You just said the next 14 kilometres were only going to cost $3 million. So how does that work?
Okay, the director. Hold on. It's like deja vu. Essentially, what has happened is we acknowledged the last time that there were some issues with the original design of the road. So what we did is we narrowed the road from 9 metres to 8, is one issue. We're sticking with the existing alignment, and unfortunately, we're not in a position to fix any... deviations, etc. And the third thing then is we're actually going to use less imported materials or gravel. We're going to have to mix it in with the existing material that's there. So we've worked it in to try and reduce the cost, because as I said the last meeting, a typical road is $1 million a kilometre. Mm-hmm. And so we are getting a West Wyalong solution to a West Wyalong problem. That's essentially... So it does make sense, as long as we acknowledge that we've adjusted it as best we can in the circumstances.
Thank
That's
you.
The only way I can...
Thank you.
Councillor Carnegie, a question's come up. The monthly report, would you like that reported at the workshop, or would you like that reported at the council meeting?
I'd like it reported at the council meeting.
Right, it's no further. Councillor Crowe?
Yeah, just a couple more. Just going through the boarding fields maintenance, I just trust the Sexton, I believe.
Can we have a vote on the last motion first?
Well, is this pertinent to the discussion at the moment, Councillor Crowe?
No, and there was no motion.
Yes,
there is a motion on the floor.
Yes,
there is a motion on the floor.
All right, I'll remain there.
So, if there's no further comments on the motion, can we put the motion, please? All those in favour? Okay, we declare the motion carried.
Now we'll go back to the technical services report. And Councillor Crowe, you've got the floor.
Yes, Director Sexton, you may or may not know that the knockout, football knockout's on in 2 weeks' time, or 10 days' time. I trust that you'll have the ground in tip-top shape for that annual event.
I'll take it on notice.
One of the largest events in town.
It is the largest.
The Ron Crowe Oval.
Oval, yeah.
Okay.
I just know that you may not be familiar with the...
I'm not familiar, and I'm... Yeah.
Draws a lot of people into town from other areas. It's a huge
economy. And what, just for my benefit, what state is it currently in?
Oh, no,
is
it's currently in a good state. I'm
just making
sure
that it's pristine.
If it doesn't rain between now and then, it might need that little bit extra water.
Okay, we'll endeavour to ensure it doesn't rain.
Hope we get a bit of rain this weekend. It'd be great. The other one I just wanted to mention was the RSL walk. I've seen on Facebook the installation of the solar lights and things. I haven't been up there in the dark yet, but my wife and I drove past the other day and made note that we probably should go for a bit of a walk when it's dark and check it out, because apparently it looks amazing.
Nice.
It is magnificent.
Very good. Councillor Lord, did you have a question regarding
a couple of questions, and whether we bring it back to workshops or whether we discuss it at the meetings, the fact that the Gorrell Road has created a lot of comment and whatever else, particularly as we're sealing it. The fact is in the past, Council's road hierarchy effectively indicated that we were going to look at one road. If there was any roads going to be sealed in the Shire in the future, it was going to go from effectively the edge of Gabatta to effectively Narradan. So effectively it would complete a sealed road from Quandiella across the centre of the Shire. And effectively, you know, that was a policy of Council some years ago. And I'm not sure where it has drifted off to, because, you know, that's where I think we should be looking at, particularly in our road area there, because it is the one section. We've got sealed roads north and south, and we've got the highway through the middle, but it's the Shire Road from Quandiella through Ungerry through to Narradan, and Main Road that runs from Lake to situation is something I believe we should be prioritising.
Okay.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, can take on notice the comment with regards to the road Narradan-Gabatta. Sorry, there's so many of these historic things that sit out there that we don't necessarily know about.
Very good. Okay, so we'll move on to Councillor Minogue.
A question regarding the villages works undertaken in January and February. Maybe it's an oversight, but I note with the other villages, apart from Barmedman, that they have toilet cleaning, and there's not for Barmedman.
Okay. We'll take that on board, Councillor Minogue.
The rural do their own.
Okay, very good. We'll take that on board too. Councillor Brooks.
Mine's only very small and quick. Sporting fields maintenance. I just note that there's 2 points here of marking Perseverance Oval cricket pitch and marking Redmond cricket pitch. These are synthetic cricket pitches with permanent markings on them, so they would not need marking.
Good comment, Councillor Brooks. Good call. Okay, very good. Are there any further comments? If not, we'll move on to 7.2, our Development Services Activity Report, January 2025. Are there anything you'd like clarified there, councillors? No? Good. Move on to 7.21, the Development Services Activity Report for December 2024. Is there anything you'd like clarified there? No? Okay.
Excuse me, yes.
Yes, Councillor McGlynn?
First one, 284, overflying a cemetery private burial site.
Mr. Director?
I'll have to take it on notice, I don't know.
Okay.
Richie Lees.
Richie Lees. Oh, is it?
Okay. All right. Are there any further questions regarding the Development Services Activity Report? No. Okay. We'll move on to 8. I'll put the motion to adopt those reports. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare that carried. So move on to reports of committees.
I need a mover to adopt these reports, the CEMCC, the Newell Highway Task Force, the Ngarri Bouncer Group. Could I move Holly Brooks, Councillor Brooks rather, and Councillor Henderson? Are there any comments regarding these committees? No. I put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, I need a mover to move into confidential business.
Excuse me, before we move...
Yes, Councillor Millie.
Could we make a time for... We usually start the budget at 1 o'clock. Can we do that on the 4th?
Mr. General Manager.
Yep.
That's the preference of councillors?
Well, I think
it's start at 1 o'clock.
Well, it's just about... It has to be 1 o'clock, otherwise you'll be finished. If we start any too much later than that, we'll be finishing at midnight.
Okay, very good. All right.
So
it's
1 o'clock.
What day is it? That's the norm.
Right.
Okay.
4th of March.
Okay. 4th of March. Yeah. Okay. Very good.
I've got a meeting.
Can we just
okay.
have a little bit more discussion on that, if you don't mind?
Yeah. You may, Councillor Fennell.
No, I just a bit more clarification. I just hadn't had anyone approach or sort of have a discussion on whether we start early on that particular day. I probably need to make some arrangements for my.
Oh, yeah.
My business and my mode of work. So, what are we proposing?
On budget day, we always, because we go line by line through the budget, and it's a 5 or 6 hour project, we usually start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then followed by a workshop.
What date is
it? This on the
4th.
The 4th of March.
Councillor Budget Workshop.
So you won't be going to the Newell Highway Task Force either?
No. Yes, it has been.
And the Newell Highway Task Force?
So I think the situation is that the budget has always started at 1 p.m, Councillor Fennell.
Yeah.
So we're not changing anything.
No.
That's the way it's always been done. So unless you want a departure from that?
No. I was just trying to get some idea on just what the time was. It wasn't on our program here. The date was, but the actual time wasn't.
Very good.
Excuse my ignorance there.
Very good. Can I have a mover, please, to move into confidential business now, please? Councillor again, seconder. Councillor Minogue, all those in favour? Aye. Can we clear the room? Thank you very much for coming. I hope you enjoyed council this evening. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for coming.
Thanks.
I was appointed as a board member of the Australian Mining Related Company.
Okay. Good. So, do I need to mention the? You just mentioned the third item in time on 3.2. Okay. In the confidential matters this evening, there was 9.1 lease of land, 34 Showground Road, West Wyalong. The recommendation that council lease the land to West Wyalong Stockyards, lot 13 DP 1248694, being 34 Showground Road, West Wyalong. For the period ending 31 August 2028 to West Wyalong Livestock Agents Proprietary Limited at $20,000 per annum, excluding GST, and delegates the Mayor and the General Manager the authority to execute lease documents and other required documents for the lease. This was passed unanimously. Also in the confidential part of business, 9.2, sale of land, 11 and 13 Shamrock Street, Wyalong. There was a recommendation that Council delegate to the Mayor and the General Manager the authority to execute documents and place the Council seal on the sales contracts and other required documents for the sale of a Lot 1 being 11 Shamrock Street, Wyalong, at the sales price of $221,508, excluding GST, and B, Lot 2 being 13 Shamrock Street, Wyalong, at the sales price of $180,376, excluding GST. This was also passed unanimously by Council. There was a third item, 9.3, sale of land to Shamrock Street, Wyalong. This motion was deferred to the following meeting. Thank you. Can I have a mover to close the meeting, please? Councillor Henderson, Councillor Crowe, all those in favour?
Aye.
I declare the meeting closed. Thank you very much.